This is Hans Scheil from the Finishing Well podcast. On Finishing Well, we help you make godly choices about Medicare, long-term care, and your money. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
Oh, what a treat. We actually have men and women. Usually it's one or the other. But today's show, we have men and women, and everybody's in the studio, which I just like so much better because it's just like a party in here. And those of you watching on Facebook and YouTube and all that, you know, you can enjoy watching these guys because this is pretty exciting. Because actually, it may look like we've got men and women, but we actually even have a new one that's pretty close, too, it looks like. So there's almost four people in here, right? So we have with us, actually, Andy and Danya Andreos, because one of the big things I look forward to every year is the Middle Eastern Christian Festival. And this year, it's coming to Clemens. And so it's at the Bible Church of Clemens at 2570 Harper Road. It is coming April 27th and the 28th. They're going to be worshiping on the 28th. How fun. And on the 27th, we're going to be live from 10 Saturday morning. We're going to do the Christian Car Guy Show, and then we'll do Kingdom Pursuits out there. And most of all, I get to eat.
Yes.
Food. Oh man, yeah, man. It's making me hungry even thinking about the smells and the hummus and what do you call those long hot
We got keftas, we got chicken kebabs, we've got falafel.
They look like a long meatball.
It looks like
kefta is like a beef. Yeah. So
it looks like, and it's cooked. You know, you can smell the grill because they grill all this stuff.
That's
and
right.
So all these smells are in the air. And like, oh my goodness. And the hummus. And oh, it's going to be awesome.
Yes.
And it's going to be, again, you don't want to miss these dates. It's the 27th and the 28th of April. So just a couple weeks away. And we're going to get a chance to talk to Andy and Danya. So, Danya, have you been on the radio before?
I have been, yeah, actually. Quite a few times.
Really? Why? Were with us when we were at the festival or other ways?
I have one time actually when you came in our old location and did a few things with you guys, so it was lots of fun.
It is fun. And so Andy is Salim's son, right?
Yes, yes.
And how fun.
Yeah, it's
so you grew up kind of at this church.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, I was born and raised in this church. So we started in Greensboro, went to Kernsville, now we're in Clemens, so we're kind of just making our way west of North Carolina. But yeah, I mean, born and raised here.
Yeah, it's Harper Road this time, so how fun is that? Yes. And then also today, very, very cool, I love this idea of Michael James' Bodies for Christ. And so Michael's got a new radio show coming to our stations, the light stations, and so we're very excited about that and so glad to have you on, Michael. Bodies for Christ, what an idea.
Yeah, pretty excited. You know, it goes back about 25, almost 30 years of actually really starting this, kind of getting a revelation that was something needed in the body of Christ. It was really focused on our health. You know, 3 John 2, I wish above all things you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So we take that seriously and do some teaching and just making the body aware of some things that we can do to enhance, you know, our help.
I couldn't agree with you more because, you know, I in order to worship, in other words, I get up early in the morning, really early, stupid early from my wife's point of view, to worship, to be with God, to spend time in His presence.
Amen.
And, you know, I had a kidney stone here a few weeks ago.
That's no fun.
And, you know, it's a struggle when you don't feel good, you know, and then you got to take all these drugs, right, in order to, because, they've got you on, I don't know, all kinds of cotton, oxy, this and that, you know, I don't know. But what I know is, man, Robbie was in another world and I couldn't get to that place where I want to be with the Lord, right? Mm-hmm. And so you couldn't be more right. As people get
more fit and they get their bodies, it really puts them in a position to really enjoy their relationship with God all the more, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's essential. Energy, the more energy you have to do whatever your mission is, to achieve whatever God has put you on this earth to do, it takes physical energy to actually do that. So that's our whole premise. And then too, like you said, with the pills and everything, just trying to help people that, okay, it doesn't necessarily have to be that way, because there's some interesting statistics out there just around health and what's preventable. And that's the thing that I really want for the body is what's preventable. For preventable, let's prevent it.
Right. So those who are our normal listeners know that we got to have a little shenanigans. So speaking of festivals.
Now the fun begins.
Yes, it is time to play shenanigans, and I know Nick is all warmed up with my questions,
oh,
but you guys
today.
You get a chance to answer these questions that, there it is. I can't do it without the, yeah, that's my music. Okay, so don't overthink this, but it's coming at you. So what do you call it when a comedy festival at a beer factory gets really out of control? Nick, you got any ideas? So there's this comedy festival. It's at the beer factory. It's out of control. What do you call that?
I'm horrible at these.
It's a festival. You're beautiful. There's nobody does festivals like you guys.
You're right.
All right. And you might even call your festival, even though obviously there's no alcohol at this particular festival that we're talking about, the Middle Eastern Christian Festival. Mm-hmm. But at this one, you got it, Nick? You got it figured out? Come on.
Come on, man.
You're my understudy. You got to get this stuff.
Pressure's on, Nick.
It's a brouhaha.
Oh, okay. Okay.
A brouhaha. Okay.
I got a ha-ha out of the brouhaha.
Yeah. Okay, pretty good.
All right, this one's a little easier for you, Nick.
Okay.
What kind of festival is a sausage festival?
A link up?
I like that.
That's good.
That's good. That's good. Not what I had in mind, but good. Funny.
Okay.
It's a. What do you think? Come on, Don. I'm thinking hard about this. Okay.
I do. Yeah.
It's the worst.
It's the worst. I got it.
It's the worst.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Shenanigans.
You got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, did you hear about the Tiny Turbine Festival, right?
Ooh.
You know what it opened with? A Tiny Turbine Festival. What did it open with?
A little wind?
Close. Okay. A little fanfare.
Okay.
Okay. You were in the ballpark.
Yeah.
Did you come up with these yourself?
Or? Oh, no. I do come up with them myself, but I find stuff and then I turn it into my stuff, you know?
There you go.
So, never ask directions to a guillotine festival.
No.
You know why, Nick?
Why?
You never want to ask directions to a guillotine festival. You know why, Andy?
You lose your head.
Yeah, that's true.
You're headed in the wrong direction.
There you go. That's good.
Or it's just ahead.
Yeah. Or it's just ahead.
Yeah.
I got to keep Marie in mind for the festival.
So at the end of that, you knew I'd actually have a riddle, that Bible riddle. You can call in and win today. So here you go. Which prophet in the Bible lost his head over a dance festival?
John.
Well, it's probably not funny. Oh, no answering. That's how they got to call in and win.
Sorry.
I didn't hear that. Did you, Nick? She said it softly.
866-348-7884.
We actually have a really cool prize, too. So if they call and answer, what prophet lost his head over a dance festival, what did they win, Nick?
Absolutely, yes. You actually be winning a Let's Have Church party game. If you listen to the light that we have, you know that we have another channel, Let's Have Church, a great party game, 10-year anniversary edition, adults ages, adult 8 to adult.
Oh, it is a fun party game, and it's Let's Have Church, and it's coming to you free. All you got to do is tell us which prophet in the Bible, you got to be the first one, though, lost his head over a dance festival. 866-348-7884. 866-34-TRUTH is the number to call in and win that, or you have some other idea or something you want to talk about. Maybe you want to talk about, you know, your health, or you want to talk about the festival. You want to know, hey, are they going to do line dancing there? I bet that's a great
Absolutely.
Question.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So we'll be right back with your calls. 866-34-TRUTH.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And if you have a passion for festivals, oh, baby, how fun is that? And let me tell you, if there's one festival that I honestly, like, I've taken my grandkids, I've taken my kid, like, it's fun for the whole family, and there's a lot of reasons. Yep. There's a lot of reasons. We're going to get into that. And then how cool. Because after you've eaten all that baklava and mm-hmm. all the stuff that's going to be yes. there, then you're going to need to see Michael James, Bodies for Crime. He's going to have you doing a whole lot of line dancing.
After you've gained all the weight with us, he's going to help you take it back off.
Because that line there dancing, it takes calories, doesn't it, Michael?
Exactly. Exactly.
And so I'm really curious, in your situation, Michael, how did like God call you into this kind of thing, and you know, can you kind of take us through what that story was?
Yeah, I'll give you the short version. When I was growing up in my household, there was mother, father, grandmother, brother, sister, and all of them except my mother, which I'll get into that in a little bit maybe, ended up passing early. From different things related to, different types of chronic diseases and things like that. And so coming up, one of the things I started thinking about, okay, well, how can I was the youngest, kind of avoid that if possible. And so one of the things that came was eating. Okay, what do we have in common? We eat the same things. So I made some changes in my early 20s as far as how I would eat. And I think that benefited me quite a bit. And then after I gave my life to the Lord, I was led to study all of the healing scriptures in the Bible, fast, look at it. And then at that point, he kind of gave me the outline for Bodies in Christ. It was a 7-week program that we met live and in person and went through. And I did that for about 5 years, and also wrote for the Full Gospel Times in their health section every month for years as well, and served in the healing ministry at Mount Zion. So that was the kind of genesis of this whole thing getting started, kind of based on John 3:2, as well as Genesis 1:29.
That's absolutely beautiful. Yeah. And I know for you guys, Andy, for years and years, it was friendly Arabic church.
That's right.
In Kernersville.
That's right.
And it was over there on Wicker Road, yes. And that's where we would always have this festival.
Yes.
But very cool. You guys got new opportunities in Clemens. And so can you kind of take us through why we're now on Harper Road in Clemens?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, short and simple, God has been blessing us and blessing his church at Friendly Arabic and now Bible Church of Clemens. We essentially outgrew our building in Kernersville, and we were looking for opportunities, and Clemens came about, and here we are. So we bought a much larger building with a lot more capacity in terms of being able to do things, not just Sunday service, but Friday nights. We're doing various things for kids as well. And the name change was kind of to be Friendly Arabic Church. A lot of people thought we were just an Arabic church, but that's not right, right? We have an English service and an Arabic service. So that name change, after much prayer of like our elders and our leaders, determined that, hey, this is the direction we wanted to go for. So here we are.
And let me just tell you, because, you know, I've been associated with you guys for years and years. The Bible is the deal.
Absolutely.
And how cool is it, from my perspective, and one of the things that you can do is that Sunday they're asking you to come worship with them so that you can experience the English service.
That's right.
And experience it the Bible is the center of this thing. Like, they realize completely right. that the Bible is the Word of God. It is Jesus. And so you really want to get to know Jesus, get to know the Bible.
Absolutely.
And to do that, yeah. you know, with these people that, I mean, they are in love. And the thing I love about your culture, mm-hmm. honestly, is you're so much more expressive
yes.
about your love.
Yeah.
And so as they, like, if you walk up, if you don't expect a big hug, like, you may not want to go to the festival.
Be prepared. Yeah, COVID was a rough year for us because we're huggers.
Yeah, like, yeah, man, like, good. Serious. And wonderfully affectionate people, and they're affectionate with God, too. Yes. And so here's these people that are in love with the Bible and in love with God, and you can see that affection through their worship. So that's one of the opportunities coming up on the 28th.
Yes.
And actually, I'm trying to see if I can wrestle up my church, like, what would it be like if we just made a road trip?
Okay,
like,
yes,
yeah. we're in Ashboro.
We have the room.
We're in Ashboro, but
okay.
So it's a bit of a road trip for them. But I make that road trip every week.
Hey,
so
we'll have
can.
Food right after worship, right after Sunday service. We have lunch. So you can not just have church, but you can have lunch with us as well.
That's not, to call that food is not fair. It's a smorgasbord. It's a delight. It's like, oh, my word.
Yes.
Like, And I absolutely, and again, the dancing, and part of the neat thing is all the tents, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So while this is a church event, right, the main purpose is, hey, we are a church and we're here to share the love of God. It's also an educational piece for community is when they hear Arabs. So a lot of people don't know what to expect. So we are Arabs from the Middle East. We're represented by almost majority of the countries in the Middle East. And we have tents set up. And each tent is a different country. So, hey, you want to learn about Lebanon? Here's a tent about Lebanon. Hey, here's a tent about Iraq. Here's a tent about Jordan. Here's a tent about name another country. And it's an educational piece as well.
Yeah, because it's the Christian face
That's
of
right.
the Middle East.
Absolutely.
And so where you have this place where you don't think of peace in any way, shape, or form, well, then all of a sudden, well, why in the world is Israel sitting right next to this tent?
That's right.
And here's all these wonderful Christian people that dearly love each other. I mean, they don't love each other a little bit. Just hang around them a bit.
Yes.
And you're going to find that they are truly brothers and sisters in Christ. And so how is peace going to come to the Middle East?
That's right. Through love.
Absolutely. Yes. And so it's really, again, one of the highlights of my year. It is coming at the end of this month.
Yes.
And again, you can join me out there on the 27th or come worship with them on the 28th. It's more than fun. So Dana, Danya, I'm sorry. I want to keep calling you.
Get that all the time.
I mess it up too. Don't worry.
So Danya, were you originally from here or did you grow up in the Middle East or where?
I was actually born in Iraq. I came here about 14 years ago. And my family came here as refugees, so we're grateful to be here in this country and have a new home. And I actually, when I first, I met Andy mm-hmm. at the church when it was called Friendly. So we knew each other.
Was he pretty friendly?
Well,
we don't have that much time.
Listen, we knew each other for 10 years. It took 10 years for us to finally say, yeah, we like each other. But you know, God was working our hearts, and what drew my family to this church was just seeing so many countries that come together, even, you know, countries that would hate each other outside of church. Like, you would know they would hate each other. But the love of Christ unites us. And we don't even see countries. We see each other and we work together really well. So we're very grateful to have this church in this in the area, in the Triad area.
Yeah, it's really, you know, a beautiful picture of what I wish, you know, God would do with all our white and black churches, right? Mm-hmm. Just completely diverse. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a beautiful thing, which, by the way, for those of you who may not be familiar, if you come to the Truth Network, we're pretty diverse because we have the light and we have the truth, and the light's a black gospel network. And so, you know, we are, if you were to walk through the building, you're going to find it's a pretty diverse group. However, we need some friendly Arabics.
Yeah. We're here. We're here for you.
Although, you know, quite often Salim or Kaleem or Kareem.
That's right. A lot of the Reems. Yeah.
But all these guys, it's real. I'm not kidding. There is Salim. There is Kaleem. There is Kareem.
That's it.
And, you know, one of my favorites has always been Kareem.
Yeah.
What an amazing man.
Yeah, so Kareem is our English pastor, the elder for the English service, and he's great. He's great.
And so what's the, what are things like at your church, Kevin? Did you say it's Mount Zion?
Mount Zion.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mount Zion Baptist in Greensboro. Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah, been around for a while, one of the larger churches. But, you know, it's grown into what it is today. Very community-oriented. A lot of service projects, things like that. Really being in the community, you know, outreach is strong. So that's a big emphasis of the church there.
And so is the healing ministry. How does that work?
Well, it's, you know, on Sunday morning, you know, when we do altar calls and things like that, which I'm no longer serving in that capacity now, but when I used to, and you would just have people that would, you know, some people would come for prayer and they'd want prayer for different things. And some people would have things going on, you know, in their bodies that they'd want someone to touch and agree and pray with them on. So, you know, that was a big part of it. And then praying. And then two, the second part of it is, you know, if there are things that, of course, someone can do naturally to help with the process of healing, whatever it is, you know, the person was going through, then, you know, some of those suggestions could be made as well. So, yeah.
Right. Like, I can just tell you, I every morning I eat a great big spoonful of turmeric.
Okay.
And let me tell you why. Is it, man, my thumbs will, if I don't do that in about 3 days, my thumbs will begin to lock up and hurt like crazy. But as it is, I have complete use of my hands, mm-hmm. and I know it's turmeric.
Absolutely.
It's that simple.
Absolutely. Food is, and that's where Genesis 1:29 comes into play, because God, I mean, that's early in the Bible. That's the first book in the Bible, the 29th verse, where God's given instruction to man as to what he would eat. And when you look at that scripture, it's the seed, basically, nuts, fruits, vegetables, things like that. Now, I mean, again, you have your feast.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
You have your feast, but you can't have a feast every day.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of it. But if you eat along that line, generally speaking, you know, the food is going to do what it's supposed to do in your body, and that's heal.
Right. Seeds are a gigantic part, and obviously grains.
Absolutely.
But also the seven foods of the promised land. We'll talk about that when we come back. Oh, I love this conversation.
Yeah.
It's about food. I love that stuff. So it's so much more. And nobody's called in with the prophet that lost his head over a dance festival. Come on, 866. We got this Let's Have Church game, 866-34-TRUTH.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And today, again, we got like poster children for that. So we have Andy and Danya Andreos.
Yes.
Just wonderful, wonderful folks with the Middle Eastern Christian Festival. Again, that's coming to Clemens at the Bible Church of Clemens, 2570 Harper Road. Again, just put that in your navigation. You really, really, this is. We're going to get to more fun that's going to come their way. I still have pictures of my granddaughter in the one tent where they dress you all up and you know, look like, you know, you're part of
wear.
That
Absolutely.
Traditional wear.
There you go.
I like that.
Have you worn that and danced the line dance?
Oh, of course I've danced the line.
I'd like to see that again.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I love to dance. Like, I really, really do. One of my favorite things, yes, we will be line dancing. I can't do it well, but it's like
you.
Make a joyful foot unto the Lord. It's all going to happen. Like, and that's the neat thing, too. You know, if you go to the Greek festival, which I love, too, but you can't get in on the dancing. They're all dancing up there,
yes.
Right?
Mm.
But if you come to the Middle Eastern festival, you join in.
That's right.
Like, you're expected to grab a hold.
Yes.
And then you go around in a circle, and that's man, it's just a blast, and it's the joy of the people that really you see God, because in His presence is fullness of joy, and if you don't see joy at that festival, I don't know where you went, but it's just cool. And they got so many things for the kids too. But Michael, we were talking during the break, and you had mentioned something I had never heard, but it's so good, man. You got to tell us about Hippocrates.
Okay,
I always thought he was a hypocrite.
right. No, he's been labeled as the father of medicine. And one of his famous quotes is, let let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. And that's so true, but we've gotten completely away from that. And so my whole premise is to help us really get back to, okay, food being our medicine, where we're really eating those things that's going to heal us, those things that are going to build us up, as opposed to things that really affect the body in the opposite way.
The amazingly beautiful thing about that, from my perspective, I love Hebrew and I study Hebrew, and so it's a big part of my life, is the idea of food is something that you're going to become united with. In other words, you put that in your body, and guess what? It's becoming part of you. Mm. And whether you like it or not, you put it in there, and it's going to join with the cells of your body. It's going to be part of you. Well, that's the beauty of communion, right? So is you're taking in the body of Christ, right? Mm-hmm. And through the bread and through the wine or the grape juice, as the case may be, or the blood, you're literally being united in a picture of what that's like, but it's also that way with all your food. Mm-hmm. And the joy of that, a lot of people, it's a big, huge deal. But speaking of joy and dancing, we have Brandy, who has an answer for the prophet who lost his head over a dance festival. Brandy, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Yes.
It is John the Baptist.
You couldn't be more right. Did you hear Danya say that?
No, I study, I read, I know. It's unfortunate, very unfortunate. It's a sad story, but nonetheless, it is John the Baptist.
Yeah, it's beyond sad when you think about it.
Yes.
That this is literally Jesus' cousin, literally one of the greatest prophets, according to Jesus, the greatest prophet. And all he's done is tell Herod, what he's done wrong. And then Herod himself kind of respected him, but Salome was the one dancing, but it was her mother that said, you need to make this deal with Herod that, what do you want? I'll give you all the kingdom. And she asked for, can you imagine, the head.
Yeah, and we came up with a similar situation like that, and I couldn't agree more with the gentleman there that's talking about our bodies and being a temple. And I served in the United States Army for 8 years.
Oh, thank you.
And I hold the Constitution very near and dear, and I see myself similar to John the Baptist, and we can relate to a lot of the different prophets. But we made a choice. I'm not against anybody putting what they want to put in their body. Okay, let's make that very clear. I'm not opposed to that. But for me and my household, we're going to serve the Lord. And we made some choices and decisions that there were some things that we were not going to partake in, that we were going to be led by the Holy Spirit. And I made a choice and a decision for my children that they were not going to wear a mask going to school. And a similar situation like with John the Baptist, came up against a superintendent with these very tyrannical views who ended up kicking my children out of school, taking away their credits, tried to have me incarcerated and take custody away of my children.
Oh my goodness.
Because I said no, but I value the body. I value that the Holy Spirit lives and dwells inside of us. And this is a gift. This is a gift from God, to steward over our bodies well. And so I think a lot of times that when you make a decision to stand, just like John the Baptist making a choice to stand and saying, hey, this isn't right. You're most definitely going to come up against persecution, excuse me, and you're going to have to say, for God I live and for God I die. So I can relate a lot to him making a stance and saying, this is just how it is, and I'm going to have to deal with the consequences, because in my heart, I knew that I just could not dishonor the Lord. Not speaking for everybody. Okay. This is just for my household.
But as it says, in the 23rd Psalm, right, that, guide mm-hmm. me in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. And you did
That's
what was right.
right.
And when I think about it, man, I'm glad your kids are out of that school.
Yeah. I am too. The indoctrination, it's not just the physical body, you know, for the mental and the emotional aspect, but I heard the Lord very clearly tell me, he said, that mask dishonors me. And I said, okay, I was in school at the time, and I had my teacher called me, and he just said, look, he said, I've got something for you. He said, this is what you're going to stand on. He just said, this is going to be your prescription for your family 3 times a day. You meditate, marinate Psalms 91.
Wow.
3 times a day, and this is what's going to get you through. And I said, amen, and that's what I stood on.
You know, I think that that's a beautiful observation God gave you. That clearly your face is a big, big part of how you reflect God. And
yes,
you remember during the COVID, man, you felt so alone because you couldn't see anybody smile. You really couldn't see their facial expression. And so you felt isolated, the exact opposite of what God had in mind and what Satan had in mind. And so
that's right. We were locked away too, like John the Baptist, you know, trying to reach out and say, hey, you know, what's up? And I'm not trying to fit the narrative. I mean, hear what I'm saying. I'm not trying to make something seem like it's not. But this is truly what we were going through. And I told the Lord, the Lord began to deal with me and tell me, he was like, your children are not your children. They belong to me before they belong to you, and so you are stewarding. So, you know, I take that in all aspects, stewarding over their health, what they're eating, you know, what we're putting into our bodies, what we're putting in, allowed to come in through our gates, not just our bodies, but our ear gates, our eye gates, just different things. And I just said, okay, Lord, you know, this we're standing for you. So it's an honor. I wore that as a badge because, you know, taking the oath to the Constitution to defend it, you know, and sometimes you've got to utilize that for yourself, for your body, you know, and your mind, your will, your emotions. And so I'm just grateful that we were able to stand, and to God be the glory.
And I'm so grateful for your call, Brandy. I really, really am. And your courage. Not only to stand, but also to share this with our audience, which I know everybody was blessed by your courage. And thank you so much for your service and for your stand. God bless. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
All right.
Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. You're still welcome to call 866-348-7884. We got so much more. Well, we got some more.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. I am so grateful, really, really grateful for all the people God sends our way, our amazing callers and our amazing guests. And today we have Andy and Danya.
There you go.
Get it right. Andreos with the Middle Eastern Christian Festival, again, coming to Clemens this year at the Bible Church of Clemens, 2570 Harper Road in Clemens, yes. 27012, if you're putting that in your navigation, and Michael James with Bodies for Christ. And so, Michael, I'll go to you first with a question. I'm so excited you came on with us today. You got this radio show coming. What did you want to have a chance to tell our listeners this show that you haven't had a chance to?
Well, it's just I really appreciate the time being on the show with you, Robbie, and it's been a blast. Also, with the festival coming up,
yeah.
Which I'm looking forward to actually checking out the festival.
Yes.
So that's pretty cool as well. But I guess the main thing we've kind of touched base on, you know, just why I'm doing this is really to change the narrative around what we can be and at what age and what's the expectation. You know, I know off air we talked about, you know, medication and things of that nature. And I look at some of my older, you know, when my parents were getting older and, you know, and there's just a table full almost of different medications that they're taking for different things. And I want to see if we can change the mind. It doesn't really have to be that way. You know, there's some things out there, a lot of research. You hear the thing of an apple a day keeps the doctor away and that kind of thing. But if you ate 2 apples a day, and this is kind of crazy, it lowers the bad cholesterol by about 25%. Oh, if you did that for 30 days, ate two apples intentionally, ate two apples every day. So that whole let food be your medicine, it's so true. But it's just mindset, because, you know, everything is convenient. Packaged foods, you know, processed foods, things of that nature, that our bodies aren't really designed to break those things down, but it will try. And the body will keep going as long as it can, because it's an amazing feat what God did when he gave us these bodies. But even as the caller said, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And now our reasonable service is to present our body as a living sacrifice, not just spiritually, but also from a physical standpoint, to be able to get the things done that God has put us on this earth to do. So, you know, I'm on a mission to start a movement to kind of help people to take that mindset similar to what Dave Ramsey has done with finances based on his personal situation, and then helping people to get out of debt. I'm going to help people get out of, you know, the whole physical debt, which is disease, and not just me, but through the power of the Holy Spirit, and what we'll have to offer in the class and courses and the radio program, which will be coming up.
Program and a podcast, by the way. And yes. So it's Bodies for Christ. And if you go to kingdompursuits.com, you're going to see a link there to his Facebook page, where you can get more on his ministry and more information there. It's right there at kingdompursuits.com. His radio show is going to be on The Light, and it's on Wednesdays?
Wednesdays at 3:30. And then we'll be replaying on Saturdays at 9 a.m.
Okay. And so for you Light listeners out there, 3:30 on Wednesdays, get ready for a lot of Michael and what he's got, which you can just tell the wisdom there is fabulous. I'm ready to go get some apples.
We do love apples.
And so, again, the same kind of idea. Andy, what did you want to make sure we got communicated about your festival that we didn't get?
Yeah, so, I mean, again, the dates are the 27th, 28th of this month. We start at 10 a.m., and it's a family event, right? Mm-hmm. So come out, enjoy the day. Hopefully it's a pretty day outside. The kids will have plenty of activities. There's kite making and kite flying. There's face painting. There's bounce houses.
Manicure, balloons.
That's right. There, you name
kite
it, we
making.
Got it.
Yep. Oh, yeah. There's all the face painting thing. Always the kids are coming over. They got their face all done.
Stuff.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Right.
And the bouncy house. But again, they're in the line dancing too.
That's
That, and they get all into that.
And then the big attraction, like you said, is the food, right? We're known for our food. We love our chicken kebabs, our keftas, our hummus, our falafels, our salads. So there's
That's the word I haven't heard all show.
That's
falafel.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yes, that's my stuff, man. Yep. What are we doing?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, we're a parent. I mean, I'm a mom and I have a toddler, and I always look for things to do with him. So this is a great family event. If you want to take your kids somewhere on a Saturday or Sunday, this is a great place to come. And also, if you would like to experience Arabic and English worship on Sunday morning, come join us. We're going to have it under the tent. So it's going to be a beautiful experience with hearing Arabic worship and English worship.
Yeah, because maybe you've got that Middle Eastern friend, mm-hmm. and they love to hear their own language. You know, it's just like if you were walking around in Saudi Arabia, you know, you'd be wanting to hear English somewhere.
Right.
Where these folks, you know, if they want to come worship in Arabic, I mean, there's their opportunity. Right. You invite them.
Absolutely.
And have them come with you Sunday. Then, again, you can worship in English as well, depending on your situation. Maybe you already speak Arabic.
Yes.
That's right.
But, and... You know, it used to be Friendly Baptist Church or Friendly Arabic Church, and they are friendly. But now that the Bible's the main thing, and I don't want you to miss this. There's nothing more friendly than the Bible.
Amen.
Like, I mean, it is available for all of us. And so it's now, you know, the Bible Church of Clemens. I love that. It's in the Harper Road. Again, that too is at kingdompursuits.com. You're going to see that, and it says you can get tickets. The tickets are free, but it's nice for them to have the reservations, and that's all available at kingdompursuits.com. You just click on the get tickets, and those will be free, but that way they know to be ready for you, and how fun is that? And so, again, I can't thank you so much, guys, for all being with us today, especially you listeners. Like, without you, we don't have a show, man, so I got to have you. And now stay tuned. You got so much truth coming at you, encouraging prayer, followed by the masculine journey. Then it's time to man up with Nikita Koloff. So much truth coming at you on the Truth Network.
This is the Truth Network.